The case for having a coach instruction is now abundant enough to become almost meaningless. Judgment remains rare. A screen can provide plans forever. It cannot stand beside a man while he slowly converts ambition into another excuse. A personal trainer is meant to interrupt self-deception. The student arrives with a story already prepared, and its purpose is usually invisible to him. It explains the stalled result while protecting the habit that caused it. The coach hears the explanation, then watches the body contradict it. Left alone, the trainee may notice the problem after pain or stagnation has made denial too expensive. The trained eye catches the betrayal while it still looks harmless. A half inch of stolen range can tell the whole truth. Effort has moved near honesty, close enough to feel serious, far enough to remain unchanged. Bias is difficult to correct from within because it borrows a man's best qualities. Intelligence may refine avoidance until it looks like method. Discipline can keep working long after the work has become stupid. Strength will cover for bad mechanics. Self-coaching fails at the point where talent becomes a lawyer for evasion. Good coaching changes the atmosphere of training. Alone, a set becomes negotiable. Under a competent eye, the rep either meets the requirement or exposes the lie. Most people know judgment in corrupted forms. They receive flattery from the soft and correction from the coarse. The rare coach treats failure as material, names the error, and moves on. He can press hard and keep humiliation out of the room. Training has an advantage over most approaches to self-improvement because the body eventually caches every lie. A man can speak beautifully about discipline while living in a pattern arranged against his stated aim. Under real supervision, this contradiction becomes visible. The session carries the condition of the whole life into one event, and movement translates it into evidence. A good coach reads that evidence while blocking one's urge to romanticize it. At a high level, personal training is the education of perception. In the beginning, another intelligence has to explain what happened. Later, the student begins to feel it himself. Judgment has migrated into his own senses. That transfer matters more than obedience. A person who learns to perceive accurately becomes harder to deceive, especially from within. Everyone wants a personal philosophy before competence has earned the right to speak. The coach restores hierarchy by making preference answer to evidence. The student may want his own method. The session asks whether that method can produce the desired result. The incalculable benefit of a coach is that trained perception enters the room before the student's mind finishes corrupting the evidence. This can save years. More than that, it can save a man from becoming the kind of creature who mistakes effort near the truth for the truth itself. For personal training in Mississauga or online coaching, learn more about working with Daniel Chiorianu.